98.3 The Coast with the Coast Social Network this morning from the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local organic, farm fresh. And Wednesdays is the day we always check in with Berrien Community Foundation. And Susan Matheny is the program director there. Glad to have you back this morning, Susan. It's been a while since you and I have talked together. Let's just start off with you telling us what's new, what's happening at BCF.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I'm happy to be here. You might remember we recently launched the Food for Good initiative. Berrien Community Foundation wants to help the local food pantries and the places that are helping families be more food secure. So we recently launched the Food for Good initiative. And part of it was to just straight up give some grants to some fixed site pantries. But we also we're talking with our friends at Feeding America West Michigan, who do all those wonderful, lovely mobile food pantries around Berrien County. And they're really struggling. And they're looking at a $40,000 deficit by the end of the year. So we're hoping to challenge the community to help us out. We asked, you know, for the community to donate, and we're going to match up to $20,000. So for a $40,000 total to help Feeding America keep serving Berrien County. So if folks want to give and participate in the Food for Good Challenge, you can go to our website, make a donation. You can send us a check, or you can just give us a call and we'll sort you out.
And Susan, I know recently you have made some For Good grants. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, as we say all the time, BCF is dedicated to helping resources meet the needs in our community. And we do it in a lot of ways. For Good grants, Upton Foundation grants, different grants all around to serve Southwest Michigan. And these are all great ways that we do it. And BCF awards these For Good grants 2 times a year to nonprofits, schools, municipalities, and religious organizations doing community work. This is fairly new, but we've done a few rounds now. Agencies can apply for a little bit more than they used to be able to. So for a major grant, you can apply for up to $15,000. And for a minor grant, you can apply for up to $1,500.
And what are some of the projects that these can be applied for?
Gosh, it's our goal at Berrien Community Foundation to help make our community great in all the ways, you know, from arts to environmental conservation projects, to education and youth projects, to empowering our seniors, to community development, you name it. We want to make the community as good as it can be in all the ways. And one of our recent For Good grantees is Youth Development Company, and they received a For Good grant for this terrific youth summer camp program probably aimed largely at North County young people, but it's just a really neat program, and I'm so happy they're here with us today to talk about it.
Well, Brooke Blanchard, you are with Youth Development Company. You received this grant. So let's talk about it. What is YDC and what kind of programs do you have?
Well, thank you so much for the invitation, Ginger and Susan. It is a pleasure always to have the opportunity to really brag about what we're doing, because it is our mission to be a part of that community that Berrien Community Foundation is so actively building. And we just have the privilege to impact kids in a way that they wouldn't get otherwise. Our gratitude is just endless when it comes to the For Good grant. And we've been a recipient of a couple of other ones that have really made these programs possible for these families. And, you know, the ultimate goal is for every child to feel love, that they all know what love feels like. And once they feel that, they'll never want to change it. And every other aspect goes along with that. So we really focus on social emotional learning and reinforcements for math and literacy, for summer school support, making sure that we give these kids an experience that they'll remember and they can make lifelong friends. And in the, you know, the excitement of it all, and the real reality is we're helping them build a foundation that will help them be better students and better people and better community members. Ultimately, you know, the leaders of our communities, that's what we're hoping to build.
Well, I know that YDC has a special summer camp program. And who does this serve?
the focus of the summer camp is a 6-week camp where kids that are school age between 5 and 12 have a safe place to go that is welcoming, that is active physically and mentally, helping them get out in nature, get out of the, you know, the computers and the phones and the, and you know, it's not a fight. I got to tell you, it's not a fight. They love it. And my staff could not be more happy than to be able to really help them explore in ways that they might not get otherwise. So going on field trips, they have themed weeks. It's, and I'll tell you, Coloma is one of our very biggest programs. And if it weren't for programs and grants like For Good Grant, we might not be able to offer the program. And this year we're having to charge. So, you know, it's always our goal that no family is ever turned away, and we don't want one child to be left inside.
Well, I really appreciate you talking about Youth Development Company. Brooke Blanchard.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Thank you for being a part of this today. Susan, you know, how are these grants reviewed, and how do you deliver the news to people that they've received the grant?
The grants are actually reviewed by community volunteers from all over Berrien County. So if you're a person who would like to participate in helping review grants, we would love to hear from you. You can certainly let us know. We also have a youth advisory committee named TEAM that reviews and awards youth projects. So it's adults and youth that do this, and it's people just like you and me. And as for how do we tell people, well, that has to be probably one of the best parts of the job, really. Sure. I mean, it's a lot of fun to, you know, to make the call, to send the email, to say, hey, you know, you've been awarded, and here's how much, and here's, you know, so that we know that, you know, it's really just exciting to share in helping people get their project off the ground. And so I think I called Brooke yesterday and I actually was like, I'm going to give you some good news, and then I'm going to ask you to be on the radio. so, you know, it was a fun phone call all around, and she was so gracious to say, yeah, sure, I would love to talk about it.
Well, I know there's a deadline coming up. So how can people apply for the grant, and when is the deadline?
With the For Good grants, there are two deadlines per year. So and any one organization can receive up to one grant per year. So if you, you know, you can, if you haven't received one yet this calendar year, you can apply in September. And that deadline is September 30th. And it is the last deadline for 2023 for the For Good grants. And if you want to apply for that, you can go to our website at berriencommunity.org/grants, and you'll find more information there. And of course, if people have questions beyond what they see on the website, all they have to do is give us a call at the foundation at 269-983-3304, or they can email me. I'm Susan@berriencommunity.org.
Well, Brooke Blanchard from Youth Development Company and Susan Matheny, the program director at Berrien Community Foundation, thanks for being a part of the Coast Social Network this morning.
Thank you.
This has been the Coast Social Network from the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh from 98.3 The Coast.